From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, Reincarnation. The work is called Crescendo with Amy Weiss. She's the daughter of Coast to Coast guest Brian Weiss, Dr. Weiss. Looking forward to that. Here's what's happening. Oh, what a night tonight. North Korea has launched several more projectiles believed to be short-range surface-to-ship cruise missiles from the East Coast. Who knows what's going to happen after that? Iran has vowed quick revenge after ISIS suicide bombers and gunmen stormed its parliament and the mausoleum of the country's spiritual leader, the Ayatollah, killing 13 people, injuring 41. That revenge is likely to be swift and brutal based on the response to past terror attacks in that country and will not be tempered by the fact that all five attackers in this episode were killed by security forces. The famed Las Vegas Strip will soon have a new addition with the goal of keeping millions of tourists safe in light of recent terror attacks where vehicles were used. The Clark County commissioners told their staff to start taking bids on the installation of hundreds of bollards on the sidewalk of the Las Vegas Boulevard. Now, the bollards are thick, low posts, and they're going to put them, apparently, all along the Las Vegas Boulevard Strip. Howard Bloom, author of The Mohammed Code, with us. Howard, I want your reaction to this situation in Iran, a very rare terrorist attack.
Well, it's pretty amazing. We're losing sight of the world in which we live, and that is really dangerous. CNN and Fox TV are becoming all Trump all the time. And meantime, China, Russia, and militant Islam are battling for top position in the pecking order of nations. In other words, there's a new great game on this planet. It's complicated, and if we play it wrong, we'll lose our greatness. Let me tell you what I mean. China and Russia are trying very hard to fill the gap that we seem to be leaving behind by withdrawing from the world. China's new Silk Road is a $124 billion infrastructure project that's going to knit together nations in Asia, Africa, and Europe with high-speed trains and ultra-modern ports. That new Silk Road will give China global leadership of a kind we, at the moment, can't equal. What's worse, when we abandon the Paris Global Warming Accord, China very quietly inched toward the leadership position that we left behind. Now, I just came from chairing the Asian Space Technology Summit, of which I'm co-founder, in Malaysia a few weeks ago, and environmentalism in Asia is huge. Everybody wants it. Asians equate it with being modern. Meanwhile, China is adding to its new leadership one inch at a time. A few days ago, for example, China took a leadership position in a UN effort to clean up plastics in the oceans, which is a great way to win popularity in today's Asia. Over on another side of the world, there's a bit of good news for the USA. We're winning against ISIS in Syria. The coalition of Kurds and Arabs that we've trained, supplied, and supported is currently circling the ISIS capital of Raqqa. But things are more complicated than they seem. We're taking chances with World War III. A headline in the Russian propaganda outlet, RTTV, shouts that Trump risks world war for tiny Syrian intervention. Now, what is RT talking about? In Syria, we attacked a force of 60 soldiers with machine gun carrying trucks, one tank, anti-aircraft weapons, and two artillery pieces. They were headed for an American base in a slice of Syrian territory that we'd marked out for our own use. We're using that base to attack ISIS, but we did not ask Syria for permission to use its territory. So our planes mounted a strike against the advancing column, vaporized the anti-aircraft weapons and the artillery pieces, and damaged the tank. The problem is that the forces we attacked are official allies of Syrian dictator Bashar Assad, and Bashar Assad's allies are, guess who? Iran and Russia. Now the Assad allies, the Russians and the Iranians, have drawn a new red line that they say we must not cross. So remember, this is a new great game, and it's as complicated as a chess match. While we're up against Russia in the Middle East, 4,600 miles away, Russia is trying to win North Korea as an ally. How? China has listened to Donald Trump's pleas and has cut off much of China's trade with North Korea. Score one for us, for Donald Trump. But Russia has taken advantage of the situation. It's jumped in to cover the trade gap that China has left behind. In fact, Moscow increased its trade with Pyongyang 78% in just 2 months. Russia wants to win North Korea from China. As I said, it's a new great game, and it's complicated. There's so much else happening, like the Iranian attacks.
And they are kind of blaming the Saudis for this attack.
They're blaming the Saudis because the Middle East is really riven with a major war. It's a proxy war. It's been going on ever since 2011, since the Arab Spring. And it's not a civil war in Syria. It's not a civil war in Yemen. It is a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And meantime, you saw that Saudi Arabia got together with Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, and they just blackballed Qatar,
right,
cutting off supplies of food and water.
We had that story a couple days ago. Howard, thank you for your observations again. Always right on. And we're going to just have to watch how all this unfolds. It is just unbelievable that it's happening in so many different regions of this world. My gosh. Well, a new study out says friendship more important for health than family as we age. That's right. According to a new study, it says you need friendship more than your family. I think you need both. A New York man said he's happy to be alive after he was struck by lightning while he was sitting in his office. Nick Jamile, the owner of an auto repair shop in Rochester, was sitting in his garage office when a thunderstorm rolled through the area. He said the lightning wreaked havoc on the garage, loud pops and crackles, and he got hit, but he's okay. SpaceX has won an Air Force contract to launch a secretive unmanned X-37B space plane later this year. The upstart rocket outfit edged out United Launch Alliance, a joint venture between Boeing and Lockheed Martin. How about that? That until recently had a monopoly on United States military launches. The cancer risk for a human mission to Mars may be double what was previously expected, says a new study that is partly based on studying tumors in mice. Astronauts are exposed to radiation from galactic cosmic rays when they travel outside the protective shield of Earth's magnetic field. These cosmic rays, which originate from the shockwaves of star explosions or supernovas, can disrupt the bonds inside the human cells, leading to DNA damage and mutation. Robert Zubrin, of course, who heads up the Mars Society. Robert, is this going to put a damper on humans to Mars?
Only if people believe it. This study is pure nonsense. I've read the original paper. There's no experimental results in it. It is purely a computer model that someone constructed based on other people's experiments with mice, and those experiments were invalid relating to humans for two reasons. First of all, they're with mice, and second of all, because they gave the mice radiation doses at 40,000 times the rate that humans would get radiation in space. Now, the thing you need to understand, in toxicology, the rate at which you receive a toxin is critical. In other words, if you drink a glass of wine a night for a year, you will have no ill effects. If you drink 365 glasses of wine in one night, you will die.
You could die.
And so this was not just 300 times. This was 40,000 times the dose rate. And it was inflicted on these poor mice. And this was, frankly, it was mouse abuse. It had nothing to do with real science. And this paper wasn't even an experiment. Now, furthermore, the real falsity of all this can be shown by the fact that we actually have experimental data based on humans, because the radiation dose rate from cosmic rays at the space station is half of that you get in interplanetary space. Now, half is not the same as full, but it's not a factor of 40,000, it's a factor of two different, and there are now about a dozen astronauts and cosmonauts. I can name some of them. Mike Fole, Peggy Whitson, Mark Kelly, who have taken radiation doses on the space station comparable to what they would have gotten going to Mars and back, and a bunch of cosmonauts too, and there hasn't been a single radiological casualty among this group. So, in fact, we know that this is false. It's not that the radiation, you get to go to Mars and back. Based on our best knowledge, it would increase your chance of getting cancer at some point later in your life by about 1%. Living in Houston and breathing the petrochemical fumes in the air there is actually a higher cancer risk. So, in fact, if we take astronauts who live in Houston because they're based at Johnson Space Center and we send them to Mars and back, we will be reducing their chance of getting cancer.
And what are your thoughts about the upstart SpaceX getting this incredible contract from the Air Force?
Well, that's terrific. I think what Elon Musk is doing is terrific. He has shown that he can develop space systems in one-third the time, at one-tenth the cost that has become acceptable in the major aerospace industry, and even now doing things that they have not been able to do or not willing to do at all, such as develop reusable launch vehicles. You know, those other contractors, they are cost-plus contractors. The more something costs, the more money they make, because the way their contracts are written, it's we'll pay you what it costs you plus 10%. So at Martin Marietta, we used to have a joke among the engineers. We say, at Martin Marietta, overhead is our most important product. And therefore, they don't want reusable launch vehicles either. Whereas SpaceX is, you know, they're not entirely funded by Musk. They get a significant amount of government money, but it's
right
on fixed-price contracts. Musk spends his money like it's his own, because a lot of it is.
A lot of it is. You got it.
And then, now what they're doing here, okay, so far Musk has developed a reusable first stage of the rocket. Okay, putting the X-37 on top of it will put a reusable payload at the top. If they make the second stage reusable too, they'll have a completely reusable space launch.
That's going to save a lot of money. Robert, thank you. Robert Zubrin, MarsSociety.org, an amazing person that he is. Up next, Dr. Joanne Conaway joins us. She's with the CriticalHealthNews.com team, one of our sponsors. And, of course, we've partnered with them to get you healthy. People are standing by a special phone number. I'll give it to you if you want to talk to them about your situation. That's 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. The website is CriticalHealthNews.com. Please go to it when you have a moment, and we will be back with Dr. Joanne Conaway. I've got your emails. Tom's going to get your text messages and your tweets, and we'll be chatting with her, and you'll be taking, and she'll be taking your calls soon. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Twice a month, we devote 2 hours each time, 4 hours total, to your health with CriticalHealthNews.com. Our partners, and they are sponsors of the program as well. We talk about health-related issues and issues that affect people, and I've got to tell you, I get so many emails when Doc Wallach is on, when pharmacist Ben Fuchs is on, when Dr. Joanne Conaway is on, and Dr. Joanne is with us tonight serving 20 years in the U.S. Air Force and Air Force Reserves. She was an aerial medical evacuation nurse and in-flight medical crew director as well. She is an author of Why Is America So Sick and appears regularly here on Coast to Coast talking about your health, which we are going to do. And again, the website is CriticalHealthNews.com. The phone number to call to get some advice, not to get on the show, that's 1-855-949-7234. Joanne, welcome back.
Well, thanks so much, George. Happy to be back with you.
What rank were you in the military?
I retired as a lieutenant colonel.
Whoa, I have got to salute you. I was a lieutenant in the Navy, which is the equivalent of a captain in the Air Force or the Army, but good for you.
Yes, my husband and I are both retired lieutenant colonels, but, you know, it's interesting. My dad was Navy, and I can remember the first time I went back to the Navy base and wanted to go to the officers' club. I called, and at the time I was a captain, and I called and I said, "This is captain," and of course they just went nuts because, as I said, captain, they thought I was an admiral or close
that's
to an admiral,
right, because of the Navy, a captain is way up there.
Exactly. But, yeah, retired lieutenant colonel, so.
Well, that's good. Look, I've got tons of emails. We've got phone calls that we're going to start in about 7 minutes or so with you. Tom's got some tweets and text messages. We're going to get to those as well. But I've got to tell you, I am sensing with people's health, and there's some breaking stories I want to get your reaction to, Joanne, but people seem to be more into their health now than ever before. That's my perception. Is it right?
Oh, I think it is. I think it is because so many people are realizing what they've been doing for all these years because their doctor says so really isn't making a difference, really isn't making them well. And with access to the internet, they have so much information now. and they're learning that they can do things to keep themselves healthy. So, yes, I agree with you 100%, and especially doing what I've been doing with longevity for the last 18 years, I see it much more now than I ever did.
The CDC is predicting that this year may become the worst tick season ever, and they are really concerned because apparently there is a new type of tick disease that kills at a higher percent than even Lyme disease with people that get infected by it. This is scary stuff because ticks, these cruddy little insects, you can barely see them in some cases. What do we do about them?
Well, there are different things that we can do, and we use what we do, George, is we use essential oils. Some of our essential oils will actually act like insect repellents and are much more effective as many insect repellents. And what we find is by using these particular products, we're not exposing ourselves to the toxins in those insect repellents, and with them doing a much better job, why wouldn't people use essential oils rather than use any type of a deep formulation, for example?
What do you do, kind of like just rub it on your skin, or how do you do this?
You mix it in water and you spray it on, and they're very effective. They keep the bugs away. I can't live without it in the springtime in the Northeast. I have to have it all the time, and the reason for that is because all the little bugs that come out in the spring when you live in a real humid climate, they drive me crazy when I'm trying to garden, so I use it all the time.
CDC says that if you're campers or hikers or you just go out there in the woods, look under your arms, in and around your ears, inside your belly button, back of the knees, in and around your head and body hair, between your legs, around your waist, look for ticks. That's like your whole body.
That is your whole body, and they are particularly fond of areas like the groin and the armpits, those areas that are warm and moist. They seem to be particularly fond of those. The other thing that people really need to be aware of is, especially women with long hair, you really need to go through your hair.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yep.
What about eating some kinds of garlic or garlic supplements? Would that help?
Well, certainly garlic supplements will help. The other thing that has helped significantly in my household with my pets is an herbal formulation that we can get through the company that's called an anti-parasitic support. And by giving this product to these animals morning and evening, last year I never had a flea or a tick on either one of them, which is totally unheard of.
That is unheard of. I mean, I remember I used to have a lot of Labradors, and all, you know, once we had a chocolate lab, so how difficult is that to find a tick in a chocolate lab? But, man, those things burrow into the, you know, by the hips, behind their ears. I mean, it's a mess. And they say you're supposed to pull it out with the tweezer, but you cannot leave any parts of the pinchers or the head stuck in the body, whether it's the animal or you, because you really get infected that way as well. Is that true?
And that's true. Absolutely true. And what we use is, again, a different essential oil, and that essential oil is tea tree. Putting tea tree directly on the tick will force them to back out. They don't like it.
Ah.
And they back out, and so you get the entire tick.
Now, the problem is you don't know how long the tick has been on you or the pet and how much of this germ disease gets into your system, right?
That's absolutely true. But the other really important thing to remember is, I think, a reason why this is taking over the way it is and why it's becoming such a problematic disease is because people's immune systems are not healthy. And that gets right back to all those issues I talk about all the time in terms of diet, the gut microbiome, all of those things. If you have a healthy immune system, a virus like this is far less likely to take hold.
Okay, Tom's got a quick text or tweet for you. What do you have for us, Tom?
So, Joanne, we have a text from Chris in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He says, I have rheumatoid arthritis for about 10 years. I have severe pain in most of my joints. What can I do to stop the pain, and is this curable?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Rheumatoid arthritis is one of those things that people are stymied by. They just don't understand it. And most conventional medicine docs, unfortunately, don't seem to be able to understand it the way we do from the all-natural perspective. What we know is that rheumatoid arthritis is often caused by an actual bacterial infection. And if people will go on low-dose minocycline, they can get this from their physician. But if they'll go on low-dose minocycline for an extended period of time, usually they can get the offending organism. In the meantime, what we encourage people to do is take the products that we have in the longevity line that are specific to help to support the joint.
Let's get into that when we come back. What you can do for your joints. Dr. Joanne Conaway with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, people standing by to answer your questions, because a lot of you can't get through tonight on the radio. 1-855-949-7234. All right, the next hour and a half, we're going to take your phone calls with Dr. Joanne Conaway and give you some helpful advice. Indeed, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call to folks that are standing by to help you as well, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. A couple of quick announcements, of course. It's our live stage show event coming up in Everett, Washington, Saturday, July 29th. The clock is really ticking away now. Come on by. There's a meet and greet there after the show. We've got four special guests and some great entertainment there for you. Go to coasttocoastam.com, click one of the highlight button boxes. I believe it's number 4. That'll give you the link straight to the ticket office. Or call 425-258-6766, 425-258-6766, or Google Historic Everett Theater. Again, this event is Saturday, July 29th. And welcome back, and we're going to take your calls this hour and next hour as well with Dr. Joanne Conaway from criticalhealthnews.com. Joanne, we were talking about rheumatoid arthritis, and you were getting into some possible fixes for that.
Yes, rheumatoid arthritis, as I was saying, is usually because of an infectious organism that actually invades the joint. So what we normally recommend is for people to talk to their doctor about a low-dose minocycline and start on a low-dose minocycline. I know that, for example, I've worked with people who have started on low-dose minocycline and have had the symptoms and the horrific pain that goes along with rheumatoid arthritis for years, and they actually get over that horrific pain within just a couple of months. The other thing, too, though, is you always have to support the joint as we're trying to get rid of the infection, and that's when you would use one of our product lines called the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. Now, in that pack, there's also a jar of what we call CM cream. That CM cream is very beneficial, providing pain relief at the site. So that's the approach that I would take. The other thing that I would include in that is a turbo cream. With our company, we have the CM cream, which is an esterified fatty acid. It gets absorbed into the skin. It does a tremendous job with pain. But in addition to that, we add some of the herbal products that we have to that cream and some of the essential oils that we have to that cream, put together that combination, and it provides even greater pain relief. So those particular products we absolutely love in terms of helping people with the pain, so that while they're rebuilding the joints and taking the antibiotic to get rid of the infectious organism, they're not experiencing that severe pain, and it all comes together.
Well, with Dr. Joanne Conaway from criticalhealthnews.com, her book is called Why Is America So Sick? She served 20 years in the U.S. Air Force and Air Force Reserves as a lieutenant colonel. Let's go to the phones. Thomas in La Jolla, California is with us. Hey, Thomas, lead us off.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call. And a quick suggestion for you, George. I would love to hear extended interviews with Jerome Corsi and with Howard Bloom. And I know you have them on, you know, for a few minutes, you know, each night.
My news people.
Yeah. But, boy, an extended interview with Jerome Corsi and Howard Bloom would be fantastic.
Duly noted. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, sure thing. And, Colonel, thank you for your service, first of all. And, Joanne, thank you for your wisdom also. I'm on longevity. I truly appreciate it. My question, Joanne, is, are there best practices, whether through diet or exercise to build reserves of stem cells within our body for healing, for repair, cellular repair, etc. And I was wondering if you had any natural suggestions.
Ooh, I can take a stab at this, Joanne. He's asking you, but I asked that question to Doc Wallach, and he told me about Immortellium, one of your products.
Absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, though, what I would say is taking a stab at it in terms of the overall picture and the overall health of any human person, we need to make sure that we are eliminating the landmines, as Dr. Wallach always talks about. We need to make sure that our diet is healthy. We get rid of the bad foods. We subscribe to the good foods. We make sure we're taking the 90. And I know that you're taking the longevity products, so I know that you're probably taking the 90. The other thing, too, is what I talk about all the time, making sure that the digestive system is healthy, making sure that you're taking the 90, but making sure that those 90 are absorbed. And a big part of that is making sure that you've flooded the system with good probiotics, correct the microbiota, make sure you've got lots of good healthy bacteria and not a lot of the bad bacteria in the digestive system to help ensure absorption, to help boost the immune system. There are a lot of things recreating a healthy gut microbiome will do. But add to your regimen the Immortellium. And the Immortellium is a product that was specifically designed to support telomeres. Telomeres are the ends of the DNA strands. And as the DNA strand gets older, those ends start to fray, if you will. And the way we describe it is to think about a shoelace. And you know how if the plastic cap on the shoelace starts to break away, that the shoelace begins to fray. That's a similar thing to what's happening with the ends of those DNA strands. What this particular product does is it provides supplements that are antioxidant supplements, supplements that will actually help to support telomere health. And by so doing, people are seeing an amazing benefit. But that's the way we approach stem cells. We recognize that by supporting good telomere health, getting rid of the bad stuff and giving the body all those antioxidants that come in that particular product, people see amazing benefits.
They sure do. Email in from Tony in Bellingham, Washington. Please ask Dr. Conaway a question for me tonight. As I get up early to truck drive, I can only listen weekdays on your app. What is a remedy, here we go, for toenail fungus? I've tried prescription oral and topical solutions. Nothing's working.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. When we talk about toenail fungus, people automatically say, all right, I need to go and get some type of a topical cream or some type of a topical spray. The thing to know and the important thing for people to understand is when we're talking about toenail fungus, that does not happen only from the outside. It also happens from the inside. And that's when gut health becomes really important, because if you don't have enough of the good, healthy gut bacteria, you're likely to have an overgrowth of fungal and yeast-type organisms, and those can all contribute to toenail fungus. So for us, it's a twofold approach. It's making sure that you've got lots of good, healthy probiotic and digestive enzymes. In fact, years ago, I put together a 20-day program, and this 20-day program floods the system with good probiotics and enzymes to recreate, once again, that healthy gut microbiome, that healthy gut balance. But in addition to that, we then turn also to our essential oils. Now, everything I say, I need to include the 90 for life. And I would never say do anything without those 90 essential nutrients that are so critically important, because every cell in the body needs those 90 essential nutrients. But in addition to that, the essential oils are amazing when it comes to toenail fungus. And the one in particular that we use is the product called tea tree. And you apply it directly on...
Now, that's what you just mentioned to put on a tick as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. The tea tree is an amazing product. Our tea tree is considered our medicine chest, if you will, because it can be used for so many different things. the beauty of tea tree, and especially our tea tree, because it is pure, unadulterated tea tree oil.
It's a shampoo, too, isn't it?
Well, you can put it in shampoo, and many companies are putting it in shampoos. And, again, putting it in a shampoo helps with dandruff and dry scalp. It helps a lot of different things. But we call it the medicine in a bottle, if you will, or the medicine cabinet in a bottle. And the reason for that is because it's such a great antifungal, antibacterial, antiviral. It boosts the white blood cells. It helps to actually boost your immune system function. You can put a couple of drops in your belly button. You can put a couple of drops on the bottoms of your feet. If you have an issue like toenail fungus, you put it directly on the toenail fungus.
Tom's got a tweet or a text for us. What do you have back there, Thomas?
This is coming tweet from Red. He says, I get frequent bouts of gout. Any help would be appreciated.
Gout, that's always a big question mark for people, doctor.
It is a big question mark for people. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't recognize what are causal factors. When we talk about gout, we want to make sure that people are aware of the fact that major contributors dietary-wise are things like beans and legumes. And it's fascinating working with people that have gout, talking to them and talking to them about their diet. So oftentimes, many of those people consume lots of those things that are major contributors. The other important thing to remember is, again, cleaning up the diet. And the people at Critical Health News can get you a copy of what we call the 10 bad foods or the 12 bad.
They're very good at helping, by the way. They are phenomenal.
Absolutely. But these are things that people don't realize are such contributors to issues and problems. If people are eating prepackaged processed foods, they're getting so much garbage in their diet that they don't realize or recognize. And all of those things impact our health overall. With respect to gout, one of the things that I will often recommend to people is, of course, again, the 90 essential nutrients. Make sure the gut's working well. Oftentimes, people will do that 20-day program because they find it so beneficial, and it turns them around. I've had people with all different types of issues that doing that 20-day program, in addition to the 90 essential nutrients, they can't believe that they feel so much better. But the other really important thing with gout is, we know that dark cherry juice, now this is not something that you would buy in the grocery store. You'd have to go to a health food store and get the dark cherry juice concentrate.
Right.
But mixing the dark cherry juice concentrate with water 3 or 4 times a day helps tremendously with the symptoms of gout. But the biggest...
Whoop, you there? Well, we lost her, Tom. Let's call her back. We'll get her back on as soon as we can. They seem to have some issues with that sometimes, those phone companies. Must be somebody who has gout working at the phone company, probably. Let's go to some of the phones. And well, by the way, I'll give you the phone number for criticalhealthnews.com again. It's 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. There you are, Joanne. Somebody with gout at the phone company doesn't like you.
I guess.
Boom.
But anyway, get rid of those offenders, those beans and legumes and peas and things like that.
All right, let's go now to Frank in Seattle, Washington, west of the Rockies. Hey, Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I'm calling on behalf of someone else. It's a 30-year-old black lady who has endometriosis and painful periods. She has a 3.5-year-old daughter. And she claims the painful period started after she had her child.
Okay, what can we do for something like that, Joanne?
Well, anytime we talk about a hormonal issue, again, the 90 essential nutrients are our go-to. But in addition to that, we have a couple of different products that I think provide significant benefit. One product is the Woman's FX. And the reason why I feel this product is so important is because it addresses all the different hormones. It addresses estrogens, progesterone, testosterone, all the different hormones. So I would recommend that Woman's FX, 2 ounces a day, and also the Xerafem product. Now, the Xerafem product, interestingly enough, is another one of our newer products in the Pro line. And, again, a product that is loaded with those antioxidants and that very beneficial cellular support. But one of the other things, and this is a controversial subject, but something that I believe is a major contributor, is the use of tampons. Now, you can go out and you can do all kinds of literature search and you can find both sides of the story. But what happens, the endometrial tissue is tissue that is supposed to be sloughed off and passed out during a time of menses. When a woman is using a tampon, those cells are not allowed to leave the body in a normal fashion. And they, in fact, start to back up and build up into the abdominal cavity and can cause endometriosis. Now, again, there's a lot of controversy out there. Some people say absolutely not, that's not what happens. But I have worked with a lot of people, and when they stop using tampons, they see a big difference. Their symptoms begin to go away, especially if they're using these products in addition to that.
Our special guest, Dr. Joanne Conaway, if you don't get on in the time we have remaining, don't worry. We have an entire hour to do this again right after we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Joanne's book is called Why is America So Sick? How many people die every year from bad, overprescribed drugs?
I don't know what the numbers are, but I know that when you look at the leading causes of death in this country now, the third leading cause of death is medical error, and many of those medical errors are overprescription medications, people who take far too many medications. And it's so interesting. This is one of the biggest reasons why I left nursing early and went back to school. I was a nurse for 40 years. I had taken a few years off and came back to nursing, and the nurse's drug handbook was three times as thick as it was when I left. The majority of the drugs were drugs to treat cardiovascular disease, of course, heart disease, the leading cause of death. Pharmaceutical companies are going to focus on the leading cause of death. And the sad reality is many of those drugs, when you would look them up as a nurse, you have to, before you give a drug, you have to know about the drug. And I did look up the drug so I would know what to tell the patient in terms of how this drug works and why the doctors prescribed it. And so I would, of course, look for mechanism of action so I could understand and I could share the information with the patient. And I can't tell you the number of times I would look up a drug and mechanism of action unknown.
Go ahead, Joanne.
We're putting together all these medications. We don't even know how they work. And then we get all confused about why a patient isn't doing well and why they start to develop these other symptoms. It made absolutely no sense to me. I couldn't do it anymore.
They say in 2009, almost 38,000 people died from drugs fueled by overdoses on prescription pain and anxiety medications, surpassing traffic accidents.
That's a big one. You know, prescription pain medications is getting to be a big problem countrywide. And it's because these doctors are prescribing these medications. People are getting addicted to these medications. They can't live without these medications. And the focus is not on relieving the pain from the standpoint of let's get to the root cause and figure out what we can do. And there's so much we can do depending upon the pain. Pain clinics are springing up all over the country, and this is one of the reasons why. People are paying attention now and recognizing that there are things that we can do to get to the root cause of the pain, not just cover up the symptoms with a narcotic medication. But when we talk about narcotic medications, when we talk about psychotropic drugs, those two in particular are above and beyond as far as what is necessary in terms of prescription, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, we're going to come back in just a moment. One final hour to go with Dr. Joanne Conaway and your phone calls. She's from criticalhealthnews.com. And the side number to call, folks, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We will be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.